Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the sixth man bringing the sound with overdose contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with Nadine Bassett and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Okay. Auto-tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom bap. Neck snapping in the lines is mean. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of Chinch. We here to put this whole thing in the clip and lock it down. Why you listen? Cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Yeah.
It's the 10 crack commandments. Whoa. Man, can't tell me nothing about this coke. Can't tell me nothing about this crack. This weed and my hustling niggas. Niggas on the corner. I ain't forget you niggas. My triple B niggas. I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal. It's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know that try to breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass sucked up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence? Take it from your honor. I done squeezed mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up properly, gassed up, hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You take a crackhead paying your back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting bad, say the fuck the police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, where you start hitting. Number ten, a strong word called consignment. Strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no. Cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleep, hell no. Follow these rules, you have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fucked my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick, and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to bake up. Word up, Crack King, Frank Wizard.
With a tech, with the position you hold, can you really make
match a triple platinum artist, buck by buck, but only a single going gold. Rockefeller shit foe, and you left out in the cold. Is it back to charge your motherfuckers 11 for a O? For the millionth time, asking me questions like Wendy Williams harassing me. They get upset when I catch feelings. Can I get a minute to breathe? And in that minute you leave, while I'm looking at my roll, ice spinning on my sleeve. Ugh, nice watch. Do you really have a spot? Like you said in front of foe, and if so, what block? What you doing in L.A. with Filipinos and essays? Latinos and Chevys down by Pico with Federico. I answer all y'all questions, but then y'all got to go. Now the question I ask you is how bad you want to know. Black. How we do? 98. Primo remix. It ain't nothing different. I don't know what the hell. Niggas been sniffing. Chicken still dipping. Chrome on the whips and 4 days out the week. Find me in the kitchen. Still in the game, nigga. Hooked like glue. Poppy gave me one pie, but it cooked like two. I'm a crook like you. Cats around my way was buying brand new whips and shit. What could I do? Knowing I'm supposed to style. I'm a hustler's poster child. Rock lizards and crocodile. Live ironic and whatnot. Put all that ice on the face of a watch just to make it hot. Now you see me on them stages. Rocks in the air looking like blue lasers. Never fool gazes. Act cool rages. I smack them with the two aces. Mac double one. Nigga, I'm troublesome. All I got for chicks, hard dick and bubble gum. Flip bricks like Fred Barney rubble and them. It's the Rockefeller clique. What's fucking with them? Not a damn thing, nigga. We doing our damn thing. Black. How we do? Come on. Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree, ladies and gentlemen? Ha. Well, they call me J-Ho because the flow is religious. Never since I was 16, I was holding digits. I've seen the industry clearer. As if I had coke in the trunk and cops in the rear mirror. I slow flows y'all to death, so y'all hoes know who's best. Jigger, the flow be, ay bendito, for the mommies, I hablé español, bichito, oete, I got timing like a Segway, now holla back, baby, Jay-Z, you motherfucking right, in the dark is nice, let off my gun for light, they got y'all through, show you how it's done, I'm the question and the answer like, I've a son, jets be private ones, no gates to lift, so when I take flight, it's from hangar 6, bang with this, wake up with one in your brain, and the cocaine flows straight, numbing your pain. This ain't your speed, young man, running your lane, so I can come through doing 100 and change. I put one in your brain, picture that, who's running the game, let's get to that. I guess we one in the same, 1,000,001, once again. Novocaine flow, hold you ain't no, like a baller in an Impala, jigger remain low. Then I pop up, tear your block up, and kick off like soccer. In a range roll, twist hoes like ankles. To the next time, nigga, I hit y'all with 1,000,000 more.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
I'm trying to tell you.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I want my brain cells back.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. Six men in the building. I go by the name Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage.
Yeah.
You already know.
Big me in the place.
Let's go. One, two, three, four, five, six, man. Yeah, we back, y'all. I brought my nigga XL, the kid, with me. Tired of these niggas, man. I'm tired of these niggas, man. Let's
love,
get them.
Love. I caught the smoke from Boogie Town. Now a nigga Brooklyn band. Ma, good looking now. Coulda had him took me out. But instead she mushed me out. If we strap, you shooting down. Back him down, back him out. Send him back to Happy Town. He blacking out. Blow, hit him black, back, he out. Foul. Niggas ain't even know what sack of foul. Stop it now. Mind your B.I. when you clocking in. Or you be clocking out. Ow. Y'all ain't about the shit you pop about. Put your foul and dock it out. Pull him by the ear like mama. Looking like they pockets out. Silly rabbit, eats the bunny ass nigga. Hot and colored egg looking ass. Yeah, I'm here, Brooklyn back. Two of them like I'm Noah. Choke him out like a boa. Kush blunt.
Then I chase it down with cognac and soda. Mad rapper wanted, niggas attack promoting. Stay in your lane, simple and plain, your shit is whack. Get over, or cause a foul up. I pulled your foul up. You and me, we won't agree, you see a smile, but
what?
Truthfully speaking, when you spit, it's like the speaker speaking. Wow, but basically, I'm high speed, you dial up. Nigga, you Wi-Fi, tell the truth, why lie? I'm non-fiction, you fiction, nigga, you sci-fi. And what you scared for? God said the weak will be cared for, therefore, I'm at the...
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
I'm trying to tell you.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I want my brain cells back.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. Six man in the building. I go by the name Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage.
Yeah.
You already know.
Big we in the place.
Let's go. One, two, three, four, five, six, man. Yeah, we back, y'all. I brought my nigga XL, the kid, with me. Tired of these niggas, man. Tired of these niggas, man. Let's get them.
I caught the smoke from Boogie Town. Now a nigga Brooklyn band. Ma, good looking now. Could've had him took me out. But instead she mushed me out. If he's strapped, he's shooting down. Back him down, back him out. Send him back to Happy Town. He blacking out, blow. Hit him black, back, he ass foul. Niggas ain't even know what stack of foul. Stop it now, mind your B.I. when you clocking in. Or you be clocking out, ow, ow. Y'all ain't about the shit you pop up now. Put your foul and dock it now. Pull him by the ear like mama, looking like they pockets out. Silly rabbit, Easter bunny ass nigga. Hot and colored egg looking ass. Yeah, I'm here, Brooklyn back. Two of them like I'm Noah, choke him out like a boa. Kush blunt. Then I chase it down with cognac and soda. Mad rapper wanted, niggas attack promoted. Stay in your lane, simple and plain. Your shit is whack. Get over, or cause a foul up. I pulled your foul up. You and me, we won't agree. You see a smile, but
what?
Truthfully speaking, when you spit, it's like the speaker. Speaking wild, but basically I'm high speed, you dial up. Nigga, you Wi-Fi, tell the truth, why lie? I'm non-fiction, you fiction, nigga, you sci-fi. And what you scared for? God said the weak will be cared for. Therefore, I'm at the airport. I'm on first class. You on that mega bus, 20 bucks from here to there. But you ballin', yeah, yeah. Nigga, I'm everywhere, you not only never there. You watch basketball wives and collect teddy bears. Man, you a Fruit Loop, Milky, Toucan. Nigga, I don't wear tight jeans, I guess you can. And I ain't judging you, bruh, you're only human. So stop acting tough before your joints get scuffed. And you laid up in the hospital, really fucked up. Cause you won't sit your ass down, you won't
shut the fuck up.
God. Nigga, shut up.
Damn it, man.
Yo, XL, man. I'm sick of these niggas just like you sick of these niggas, man. You got niggas running around wearing leggings and shit, throwing up gang signs. You got niggas running around all sensitive in their music and shit, acting like bitches. We don't do that over here, six man, though, do we, though?
Yeah.
Man, fuck that, man. Go get him.
Big Rena place.
Barbarian balls are more scary than gorillas with some terrier jaws. More flurries, more punches keep coming across. They more worried, I don't see it. Give them a loss, clear or blurry. Okay. Prepared, don't hurry, and I'm ready as I ever be. You see Miami Heat, big budget, but you never win. Fly the streets and the speakers for medicine to clear out all the whackness. We congested with fresh as a peppermint. Yeah. Swore it was 90 feet away, a nigga representing, speaking with a message. Yeah. I'm something like Moses in the Testament. Leading my city, the promised land where we destined kid. We make it effortless, how we blessing it. The girl right in the flesh with it. Niggas shouldn't check for
not
it.
Not at all.
XL, the motherfucking expert. Rock City's best with it. Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
See that there? See that there? See that there? See that there? Shuffle.
Words from the great Don Rocco. Kindness is not weakness. Not beating your bitch ass bloody is not easy. So with your asphalt to the asphalt, just remember it's your dumb asphalt. That all.
Wait right there.
Comma, comma, chameleon, change up. Come back, run up on her, run up on her. One in it, fulfilling it. Next to getting the same, be the same. I'm your pussy. Words from the great Don Rocco. Kindness is not weakness. Not beating your bitch ass bloody is not easy. So when your ass fall to the asphalt, just remember it's your dumb ass fault. That all, wait right here. Comma, chameleon, change up, come back. Run up on them and kill them, put one in the dealing. A wonderful feeling, the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. Could be the same, I'm gon' get your pussy. Niggas is cookies, I'm a monster, rockness, a Wookiee. Call me Chewbacca, Chewblocka, blocka, bitch, don't push me. No Star Wars, no celebrity deathmatch. But bet that celebrities get clapped. Who said that? Rock filthy, but not guilty, feel me? I ain't going nowhere unless y'all kill me, really. Fuck all that top five MC shit, bitch. I'm the best MC, that empty clip. Let's go.
Somebody's gonna die, I can hear it. Somebody's about to see somebody's spirit. Run to a tree, resuscitation, cleric. And you are merit, merit. Somebody gonna die, I promise, promise, promise. Hey, hey, hey. So any questions, concerns, or comments, 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 whoa.
6 million ways to die. Choose one, add Sean Price. That's like 6 million in one. I'm sick, iller with guns, thriller to kill you for fun. 9 millimeter knocks centimeters off of your son. My gun, dumb, loud, and short. I will shoot up your back and fuck up your lumbar support. Listen, shoot up your tires, I shoot up a tyrant. Don't shoot yourself like Duke from the Giants. I might shoot a nigga for saying my name wrong. Next time, get it right, motherfucker, I'm Sean. Predicate felon, two-time loser. One more strike, it's life, damn right, I'm a shooter. Buddha, bless, bless, Buddha, the sketch shooter. Blam, blam, the roof of your red like Shan Boomer. Primitive rapper, original gun clapper. After I rap, nobody should rap after I clap you, motherfucker.
Somebody's gonna die, I can hear it. Somebody's about to see somebody's spirit. Run to a tree, resuscitation, cleric. And you are merit, merit. Somebody's gonna die, I promise, promise, promise. Hey, hey, hey. So any questions, concerns, or comments, 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 whoa.
From my brain just like a rifle, stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split, play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit, verbal assassin, my architect pleases, when I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus, Nasty Knives is a rebel to America, police murderer, I'm causing hysteria, my troops roll up with a strange force, I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. Women and women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof nigga, I strike hard. Kidnap the president's wife without a plan. And hanging niggas like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, you'd rather step to Jehovah. Slamming MCs on cement. Cause verbally, I'm iller than an AIDS patient. I move swift and uplift your mind. Shoot the gift when I rip and rhyme. Rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg. Poetry attacks, paragraphs punch hard. My brain is insane. I'm out to lunch guard. Science is drop. My raps are toxic. My voice box locks and excels like a rocket.
Basically, I'm
going to
fuck it.
I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain. Let's go inside my astral plane. Find out my mental, based on instrumental. Record, hate, so I can write monumental methods. I'm not the king, but niggas a sea calf. I stick them for the cream, check it. Just how deep can shit get? Deep as the abyss, and rubber is mad fish. Accept it, in your cross color, clothes you crossed over. Think I totally crossed out and crisscrossed. Who the boss, niggas get tossed to the side. Then I'm the dark side of the force. Of course it's the method, man from the Wu-Tang Clan. I be hectic and coming for the headpiece. Protect it, fuck it, 2 tears in a bucket. Niggas want the ruckus, busting at me, bro. Now bust it, styles like it's buck wow. Method man on some shit, pulling niggas fouls. I'm sick, insane, crazy, driving Miss Daisy. Out of fucking mind, now I got mine, I'm swayed.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son, loaded up and kill. 124 steel, son, if it's really real. When I was a little stereo, I listen to some champion, champions.
I always wonder when I will be the number one.
Yeah.
Now you listen to the dog and daughter. When the dog and son of rain, then in the dog and come test me.
Brothers
wanna hang with the meth, bring the rope. The only way you hang is by the neck, nigga, poke off set. Coming to your project, take it as a threat. Better yet, it's a promise, coming from a vet. Want some old Vietnam shit, nigga, you can bet your bottom dollar, hey, I bomb shit. And it's gonna get even worse for the guard. It's the rule coming through, nigga, nigga, throw they garments. Moving on your last outform, it's a meth. Came to represent, call my name in your chest. You can come test, realize you're no contest. Son, I'm the gun that when that old wild west. Quick on the draw with my hands on the floor. 9-11 with the bucket rhymes galore. Check it cause I think not when this hip hop's like proper. Rhyme me the proof while I'm drinking 90 proof. I'm vodka, no OJ, no straw. When you give it to me, yeah, give it to me raw. I burn, and when you drink, have to lose straight, it's earned. Enough to get my chest there to burn. I don't need a chemical blow to pull a hoe. All I need is chemical bank to pay them up.
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. Your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nate D. Machan. What up, Nick?
What up, C?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
Yeah,
you know.
Man.
You already know.
Yep. Yep. Having enjoying these last few weeks of the summer.
Yeah, man.
You know.
That's
just a couple of more weeks left. What'd you say?
Yeah, man. That shit went by too fast, yo.
I know. Well, it is only 3 months. That ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
we don't have no real summer.
Well, it felt like a month and a half, though.
It does felt like. It did feel like that. We've been busy, though, you know? We've been busy.
Yeah.
Bringing
yeah.
the people the goodness. And I'm excited for tonight's guest. Who is it? Let the people know.
Well, tonight we got Grammy Award winning, multi-platinum member of the group Bone Thugs and Harmony. Mr. Flesh and Bone is in the building tonight.
That's right.
You know.
Bum,
it's a big honor because, that's probably, you know, arguably one of the biggest hip-hop groups of all time, you know.
Correct.
They're huge, man. They're huge. They're huger, if that's not a word, huger.
I don't think it's a word. I don't think it's a word, but they are. You know, this is hip hop. This is, you know, and you know, with black people, we just make up.
Yeah,
words.
We can make up words. So the word for today is huger. They are huger than you would ever imagine.
They're huger.
Huger. Use that today.
That's right.
For somebody.
That's today's
huger.
Word. And you know, did you know that they were the only group to work with Pun, Biggie, Pac, while they were alive? I think they're the only group to do that.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy,
right?
That's crazy in itself.
Mm-hmm. And Eazy-E, of course, all of these rappers that have passed, they were the only group to do so, to work with all four of these hip-hop legends while they were still alive.
Wow.
So, yeah. And, he's going to come on tonight. He's going to talk about the group, how they got started and everything, so that's exciting. I'm excited to have him on the air.
What else
is going on?
Go ahead. I was just going to say that a little earlier in the show, you know, I played this joint at that just fresh out of the studio today, you know. I was feeling this Knife Wonder beat, this shit Knife Wonder got called Slumdog Millionaire, you know. So jumped on that real quick, sent that shit to my nigga XL the Kid, who also did the intro, by the way, for all y'all don't know, that's my artist, XL the Kid, coming soon. But anyhow.
Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we did the joint, and the joint came out kind of crazy.
I almost thought it was like a new six-man theme song. I'm like, wait a minute, are we coming on? What's going on?
Nah. man. But you know what? I'm gonna probably fuck around and end up playing it again. You know, later in the show.
That's
you
all right.
Know.
That's
yeah.
all right.
You already know I OD. You know, but expect to hear that later on in the show again. You know.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That was pretty dope, though. Yo, and there's a lot of news this week.
What happened? What happened?
Well, oh well, let's. I don't know which way to start, but let's start with the number one news all week long, Chad and Evelyn.
Oh, man. Yeah. Can
nasty.
We talk about that? Yeah, let's
oh,
talk
man.
About
can
that.
Oh, man, can we? Because it's nasty.
Let's talk about that.
It's
like,
nasty. Yeah.
Man, but how you headbutt your girl, though?
Yes, he wrong for that. I'm going to give you, yo, you should never, no matter what, don't put your hands on the chicks, okay?
Well,
just,
he didn't put his hands on it,
man. Oh, your head. Don't use your head. Don't use any parts of your body. Don't pick up anything violent, you know. It's not right that you should put your hands or your head.
Yeah.
Headbutt, I could just imagine, because, you know, he got a head. A head looks strong.
He do have a dome on his neck. But the thing is that he lost so much shit behind that. You know.
Yo,
not
and
only
I don't
he
really
lose
think
his marriage, but
yeah.
he lost his marriage and on top of that he lost his career, man. Like come on, bro.
Yeah.
Like for a split second. Like you couldn't keep your neck still for one minute.
Nah.
But then
let's,
on the flip side
let's think about it. Yeah, go ahead.
On the flip side, I seen somebody say on Twitter, they was like, okay, well, how the hell did she get close enough to him for he could
headbutt her. Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
you already know the answer to that, Seed.
Yeah, man.
You seen her in action. Now, I'm not saying she deserved any of that, but come on, everybody. She shouldn't be acting like she's going to be the face of domestic abuse. Bitch, sit the fuck down. That's all I got to say. Sit the fuck down. You jumping over tables, you know what I'm saying? You throwing glasses. You throwing off the Giuseppe's the fuck bitches up. We know how you get down, so we know how you got in homie's face.
Yeah. Yeah,
we already know, and I'm sorry, but you was on live television giving homie permission to have his way as long as he don't bring shit home. You don't give your fucking man no permission like that. You don't think he gonna take advantage of that? You never give your man no permission to step outside of the circle.
That's right.
Never
that.
Because guess what? He gonna do it. He ain't thinking you joking.
So wait, Nate. So what is the actual story? That's the story that...
The story is she found a receipt for some condoms in the car.
Uh-huh.
And she stepped to him. And you know she stepped to him. Like, what the fuck is this? And you know they probably had a big blowout argument.
Yeah.
And you know, only who knows what she could have did. Does she deserve to get her head butted? No. You know what I mean?
No. 6-Man Radio, look. Y'all call up. Please call up. 646-478-3599. And let us know what y'all think about this situation. You know?
Yes.
Because, you know, what side are you on? I mean, of course, it wasn't necessary for that to actually happen.
Right.
But, you know, what's going on here? What's going on?
And now she's playing the victim. And you know, I just hate to see the black man down. You know what I mean? He's lost his job. He's lost endorsement. He's losing endorsements. He lost the show got canceled, which I was surprised.
Yeah.
Was you surprised by that?
Yeah, I mean, I already knew. I knew all of that was going to happen. I knew that he would probably lose his life, damn near. Like, that's pretty much what he did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything's pretty much gone, man.
And
no
the cocky attitude is not, it didn't, the cocky attitude is really what fucked him up, because he was pretty much cocky and all that shit before talking all that shit. big ego. So that little thing right there kind of like just broke the camel's back for everybody fucking with him, you know?
Right. Absolutely. And, yo, there's no, you know, we're not condoning that here at Six Man Radio at
Definitely not. No.
But
no.
We also, you know, we're realists here, and we know how, from watching her, how she gets down. First of all, I mean, my take of it, they already know how each other get down. They both whore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what make you think that when you take vows that two whores is going to be able to not be whores?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
this is an observation.
Yeah.
Something to think about. But y'all call up the radio and let us know what you think about this whole situation. You know, and you know, like, again, we're not taking sides. They're just both got really big egos. Not a game with those two. Not a game at all. But I feel like he's losing the most out of the both of them. He's losing out, period.
What I would give to see what the speed knot look like that Evelyn got, though.
She's supposed to show it so we could give her more sympathy. You know, like when they showed Rihanna. Remember when they showed Rihanna? You're like, oh, damn, he really put a whooping on her ass. But I need to see this lump. I need to see this three-inch cut, whatever. Homie's head is pretty big. I had to do some damage.
Yeah, man.
So I don't know. She might have been so all over me that, bitch, bow! Fuck off me!
No,
who knows?
Bueno.
No bueno.
Good. Mm-mm. Yo, you know what we're going to do? We're gonna have Flesh and Bone come through in a little while. But to set up for him, I think we should play some Bone. What do you think?
I think so, too.
Some Bone, a little bit of Bone from Flesh and Bone. You know what I mean?
Let's do that.
You know what? Let's go Bone Thugs and Pop.
Ooh.
Dog Love, let's get it. Six Man Radio, you already know.
We doing this shit from Cleveland to LA, nigga. Whatever you niggas want me to dream. What time is it? Yeah. I don't give a fuck where you lay at, nigga. It's time to slay these bitch, man. They ain't even know what type of niggas for you. Where my girl's at? Both of them are. I know you niggas been waiting for this for a long time.
Last evening to help my niggas clean up some niggas no longer breathing. Damn,
stay hot. Thug love to the die, keep a prayer to the sky, but the field in the hood, smoke and fry. So I beg the Lord to save us all, escape us of misery. Bless my niggas in penitentiary, soldiers of the century. Yeah,
they get it to my niggas, then they get down. Down with the dirty, and we don't fuck around. Fuck a couple of rounds, and if they pass them through, they hit the ground. And they'll get caught up in the crossfire. Artillery thick, and you don't want to get the fucking with them. I'm straight devil, not the fucking with them. I reload, fuck a little more. This thing for the fuck won't even know. So who you looking for? They don't know. A motherfucker with a leather face. Hey, man, she said I ran this way. Said I ran that way. Hoes, I never know because I got away. A criminal mind to keep a nigga on the level. Sometimes I get high and analyze your crime. Correctly organized. Nigga, what's the result? Should be surprised.
Oh, nigga, can't fit a vibe with a rap play. Hey, nigga, you got to die. It's only right, but it's wrong. Better leave it alone. More thugs, I'm cracking fucking dome. Still in the hood with a thug. Please, fucking with nothing but thugs, man. Ain't taking no shows and no models, we cracking them down around my way. Give it to him on another level, nigga, get the shovel, you can dig a whole bitches this day. If a rage, take a head, you can beg, you can play, but still gon' be the lyric. Fuck a mind that we seen in the moonlight, we all right.
This is for you, for you.
Better run for cover, nigga, dub.
Game of Merit.
in the reefer to ease my mind. Switch some wine, step on the block when the rocks wet. Really mistaken, I'm done and see. Got the fuck up, I'm down if it come back talking like in the back, man. But it doesn't with me, cause the leaders are leader and liquor, but niggas ain't got shit. But it's all about popcorn, so they get pissed on now. Who's ready to get bit? Nigga like me, clean and throw them green leaves, but I ain't got no dough. Gotta make some money, so I'm making my dummy rocks if I go broke.
Nine, if you still speaking shock, it's found at the night time. Gotta get mine. Ain't taking no shots on the mouth and top of the phone. Call up my homie, tape at home, polishing this match and chrome. Gotta lick weaken it so cold it flickers once again in the town. To the zone with a simple verb, my wit to the curb, so I swerve and roll down. To pick up the rest of my goods and straight on the mission for counting up more now. Joe, when it hits the bump, gonna ride like every day with four more goods. I'ma throw it and stroll it till we end up in the grave and lay. We spotted the place and quickly rolled up. Gotta make that money, man. I started the ride, success and showed up. Fuck in the kaboom, so drop it on down with them into the room. Them doom, and I'm shaking the dice and hitting me naturals on the food. Cause I'm looking lovely, better not think it's funny. I'm coming up crooked in that quad, cause flesh be loving his money.
I'm giving up love, be the hustlers, all the facts that bust us. Making that money, stand on your feet. And you better believe, gotta have that cheek for the green leaf. Never catch me sleep. Steady on the grind, get my stand down from a crime. And I hit it to 9-9. Gotta keep that bankroll, making me say a 40 nickels and dimes. Hit it so sick, up a lick up that 2-11. Gotta get what's mine, then failing. And kicking up dust from the trail, it's failing. 1-7. That's not what it is, that I got to have it in the night. What? Missing the check, a meal, to still be real. Thugging on the clock, like creeping on the drum up. Won't sleep till I'm done up. Gotta blaze my gun up. Hunt up another plot and scheme. Gotta make some great. Get that business on, even though the boot will run me dumb, it's feeling lovely, but I'm just in it for the love of the money.
Wonderful day, and I was back with my wife, the first of the month, and now this love
talking, joking, rolling, hustling, living on 40 ounces again. Gum, gum, we got the bust and rum, bustin' all night. We high, get up to back to where I design. I give up my nigga to give it some day, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, get me your dick, be money, green leaf. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Cause the 4-4 beat when they roll so low. Can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo, keep your bankroll. Yeah. We're having a celebration, sure to stay high. You can never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine, crime after crime. When the creep to the bag, cause mom got a grab on the grill. If we got the boo, oh, you know it's the first of the money, my nigga, we chill for real.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. Yo, Nate, on the line, we got a special guest on the line.
I know.
Yeah, a legend. Word up. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce y'all to Flesh and Bone. What's good, homie?
Oh, what's good, man? What's going on, everybody? Flesh and Bone in the building, man. You know,
yeah,
holding it down over here, man, in California, getting a little rain and everything, but it's all beautiful. It's all good. It's just been posted up, man, you know, holding it down, man. It's a lot going on, you know, trying to stay maintaining on everything. But how you guys doing over there, man?
Yeah, everything's
doing
good.
We're doing great. We're honored
God
to have you on the show. Mm-hmm.
Word up. Now, I want to give everybody a background on you. You know, Flesh and Bone from the Grammy Award-winning super group, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Basically, one of the most innovative groups in hip-hop history.
Right.
Fam, I mean, at the time, because I looked at your bio said, working at KFC and hustling,
yeah,
and put the money and then put the bread together to go out to LA to link up with Easy and all that. Like, was that like? It had to have just been. Mm-hmm. It had to have been God just telling you go, because
mm-hmm.
you guys got it. That's it. Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. What was that like? What was that like? What clicked the light on for you to say, you know what? I'm just gonna go hard and we just out of here.
Well, you know, you get the inspiration you know what I'm saying, the things that need to, the things in which moves and directions you need to go in life at certain times, man, God gives us that insight, that inspiration in all of us. You feel what I'm saying? It's that inner voice, you feel what I'm saying, that explains to us, you know, exactly what's going on, you know, in our lives at any given time. But with stuff like a situation like that, you know, it was a lot going on in Cleveland around that time. You know, Bone Enterprise, Bone Thugs and Harmony at that time was a group called Bone Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, youngsters, teenager. We had a local release called Bone Enterprise, a CD that came out in 1993 that had, you know, significant local success and everything. And we bust our ass hard to try to get out there and get it and make it to a certain level in Cleveland, which in Cleveland, you know, we plateaued to it, you know what I'm saying? And and really the connections weren't filtering through Cleveland the way you really would want it. And, you know, it was a lot of stuff going on, circumstances influencing the situation, you feel me? You know, I had gotten into a couple of glitches with the law, and at that time, you know, with the little curb serving, selling the little drugs and all of that stuff, yeah. And my thing was maintaining, I had my first job at the age of 15, 16 years old right there at KFC, so it turned into a situation that always kept money available where I can take that little bit of money and flip it. Therefore, you know, I got this little package, you know what I'm saying, and the rest of the brothers can get a chance to make some bread too, you know, selling a little herb here, a little crack there, whatever the case may be. It was a little minor hustle, but that's what KFC did for me, man. And basically, man, I had gotten to this one little situation, man, and ended up, you know, my mom's sat me down in the backyard one day. It was like, you know, I had the bounty hunters looking for me because I had just got arrested, you know what I'm saying, with a dope bundle and everything. Had the bounty hunters after me. It was summertime. I was on summer break from college and everything. So, you know, and I had the big homies, Big Mark and Big James Norton, had connections in California. They was going to school, playing ball, working and everything, and it was an outlet for me. So I ended up going to California. I ended up packing up and going to California just to switch the scenery. Now, mind you, at this time, I had no intentions on going out there to do no type of networking. You feel me?
No intention.
So, you know, but you get to L.A., you get to Los Angeles, and the whole environment, the whole scene reeks
that's
with opportunity.
Yeah. Shout out to L.A. Word up.
Shout to L.A., man. Shout out to L.A., you know what I'm saying? And it could have been easily just as well as going to New York, you feel what I'm saying? But it was Los Angeles where we ended up going. I came out here with the homie, James Norton. We jumped on a Greyhound. We had the big homie, Big Mark, out here. Already had the shop set up and everything. They had a spot and everything. And, when we get out here, like I say, man, it was just opportunity everywhere. It was just... you're talking about Hollywood, you're talking about, you know, the music, you're talking about the studios, you know what I'm saying, the shows that we were, you know, walking up on, and everybody was rapping, doing their thing, you feel what I'm saying? So I had the opportunity to bump a couple of elbows.
How'd you bump into Easy, though?
Bumped into Easy. See, it wasn't until I went back to Cleveland one day out here, and, you know what I'm saying? See, I had made a phone call back home and told the fellas that, you know what I'm saying, if we want to take this career thing we're trying to do any further, you got to get out of Cleveland and network. We got to meet people, period. People ain't the people with the keys to the industry ain't coming through Cleveland as we wanted to. So, you know what I'm saying, I suggested that we, you know, the guys, you know, I told them that I would make it back home and we're going to figure out a way to get all the whole group out to California. And so that's what I did. You know what I'm saying? We went back home. I re-enlisted. They got my job back at KFC, worked there for a few weeks, got a couple paychecks, got, you know what I'm saying, bought a few double up spam, enough to get some bus tickets and a little food money back across the country. We did that. And they had a big homie named Don and this girl Dina opened up the doors for us to stay there for a couple of months. And we was back and forth from there to Visalia, California. But nonetheless, we was able to get on the phone with Eazy-E. We called Ruthless Records and hit him up. And he was telling us that he was on tour. He was on tour right now, that he was getting ready to be in Cleveland. And we was so we were so adamant, we were so serious about getting to him. We wanted to be at that show because he was at a hometown. He said, if y'all could make it, cool. So we made it back to Cleveland to sit down and meet him personally, but we talked to him on the phone out here. You feel what I'm saying? We made the connection out here. We hustled up, went back to Cleveland to open up that show for him at one of the clubs that we was, you know, one of the spots in Cleveland. We got backstage and we sat down with him, and that's when he, you know what I'm saying, gave us the opportunity to go back to California with him and start recording the Creeping on a Come Up album.
Wow.
A lot of rich history, a lot of richness in that in this, man. You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of determination. A lot of determination. We had went back across the country 3 times before we actually sat down with Easy, but we made the plug and we was like, okay, we felt it and we knew it was going to happen one way or the other. We just needed to get in, sit down in front of the right people.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And coming up out of the ghettos of Cleveland wasn't going to hold us down. We knew that we had to make a play or get caught up in situations where, you know, all the statistics show that you either, before you're 18, you're either dead or in jail or something going on with you. You feel what I'm saying? We wanted to break that. And we did. You know, by the grace of God, we was able to, you know what I'm saying, get up out of there. You know, and we wasn't taking no for an answer, man. We wasn't taking, it was hard, you know what I'm saying? It was real hard, you know, on that Greyhound bus. You talking about a 2.5-3 day drive? You know, it shit got real rough.
Oh man, I can't stand the Greyhound.
It got rough. Yeah.
What
so, but
guys,
but.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, what were you getting ready to say?
I was gonna say once you guys got signed and started working, were you like, wow, all this hard work really paid off? Because here I am with Eazy-E on Ruthless Records, and you guys were signed at a pivotal time in hip-hop. I mean, those are the early 90s. And, you know,
exactly.
Gangster rap was out. It was still kind of the golden era of hip-hop, and you were really pivotal time with hip-hop. I mean, did you realize that was going on when you signed with Eazy-E? Like, wow, I'm part of this hip-hop history. Did you guys realize that?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, to a certain degree, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And then we kind of like, you know, we were able to be a part of Eazy-E's life for the last 2 years of his life.
Yeah.
And around that time, we became very close, very, very close. And he was, at the time, getting ready. He was talking with Cube. He was talking with Dr. Dre about NWA reunion. This is what's getting ready to happen. And you know, and we saw everything that was going on. Death Row was on the rise, was turning into a monster company. You know, Snoop and them was coming up. The Dog Pound was coming up. You feel me? And you had the East Coast smashing, doing their thing. You had the South, you know what I'm saying? They was doing their thing. So yes, it was so much going on in hip hop at that time. Very pivotal. And we did have it. We knew we had something special, put it like that, because we knew we had something special. We knew what we were doing was something new, and we had to hurry up and break through with it before somebody else caught on to what, you know, when we introduced ourselves as Bone Thugs and Harmony. And while we call ourselves Bone Thugs and Harmony, okay, we rappers, but we sing. You feel what I'm saying? We sing, but we spit very melodically and with a flip-flop twist to it. Yes, there's been artists out there, you know, you had Busta Rhymes, you had Twista and everything, you had the DOC. Yeah, these cats was twisting, but they wasn't twist. But Bone Thugs and Harmony reinvented the twist.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With the harmony, with the singing, yes, we was tongue-twisting with the harmonic, you know what I'm saying, twang to it, whatever you want to call it. You feel me? With them 5 harmonic pitches, and what nobody doing it, and the only one closest to doing that at the time might have been Domino, but Domino wasn't tongue twisting though. He was just hitting. He was like Nate Dogg. He was hitting that. You know, that those doo-wop songs and everything. Very melodic though. Very almost yeah.
Yo,
right.
Eazy,
so we kind of
seemed like he was a cool nigga. Like, well, how was Eazy? What was he like?
Easy was like a bona fide businessman. Eazy-E was a bona fide businessman that had a very, very keen sense of how to really, 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 really market some market. You feel me? Market, promote. I think that was one of Easy's perfections. His one of his expertise, because the way he moved as a businessman with the record company and the things that he did to pull shit together was very, very unique. Was very creative, and this is a lot of some of the stuff that I learned from him.
Right.
And he was very, you know, and Eazy-E had an outstanding sense of humor. He was a very, you know, he had a real knack for creating joy. For some reason, he knew how to. He was very human. He knew how to play practical jokes without taking it too far. You feel what I'm saying? Dope shit. He should have been the first with a Jackass or Tosh.0 or some shit. The boy would play practical jokes on people that would uplift. You know what I'm saying? Make motherfuckers happy. Like bam, make you laugh at the same time.
Yeah.
He was a real cool jokester. You feel what I'm saying? Never heard nobody on that level, but you know what I'm saying? The pranks that he used to play used to be hilarious, bro. And that's one aspect of, like, when you say Eazy-E, the godfather gangster rap, a lot of people don't know that. But I do. You feel me?
Yeah,
the dude was real cool, man. You know what I'm saying? And being the five foot giant that he was, and that's what made him so unique, because his size fit him perfectly. He was like real tiny, but it fit him perfectly. You know what I'm saying? Because you see him in his pictures. If you see him in all his pictures, it's like that. You know, cool, that normal nigga. But standing next to somebody that's 6 feet tall, he's a midget. You feel what I'm saying? Almost 4'8". You know what I'm saying? Tiny. He was real little the boy was on some other shit. You feel what I'm saying? But he taught us a lot, man. He laced our boots. He got us in there working real quick and taught us a lot of the ins and outs on what it's gonna take to make it to be successful and remain successful. You feel what I'm saying? And I take a lot of that understanding. Yeah.
No,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, but you know, he laced our boots. Like the money, essentially, in this business, the money is in the music. No matter how much the game changes and everything or whatever, different, you know, we got different ways of marketing, promoting, and selling music. At any rate, the money is always in the music. You want to be in the industry, you want to get out there, you want to, you know, have a foundation, you want to have a career, you want to have a fan base and everything. In order to do that, you have to have great music. This is what, out the gate. You feel what I'm saying? You want to get to the money? Okay, where's the music?
Right.
Yeah.
Straight up, flat the fuck out. Because without no music, you know what I'm saying, there's no studio. Without no music, there's no record to be sold. Without no music, there's no download. There's no MP3. There's no ringtone. There's no stage show. There's no stage performance.
You feel me?
So the money's in the music.
Shout to Cleveland, Ohio, man. Shout to Cleveland.
Most definitely.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Dayton, Ohio is like a second home. I went to school out there. I went to high school out there. I know a lot of real niggas in Ohio. So shout to the OE 10, man. Shout to them.
Most definitely. Major shout out to Cleveland, Ohio. You feel me? There's been a lot of great talent that been filtered through and got their roots right there in Cleveland, Ohio. And Cleveland, you know, is one of those places, man, one of those diamonds in the rough, man. You know, Gerald Levert, Gerald Levert, the comedian guy, forget his name. You know, it's so many, you know, Ohio players, you know, all these cats came through there. You got the youngsters coming up out of there right now, Machine Gun Kelly, you know, and it's a lot of folks. It's a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of them. You know, there's so many faces flash through my mind right now, but I can't, it's slipping my mind. The name slipped in mind, though, but it's a ton of great situations that then came through Cleveland, Ohio. And Cleveland, Ohio definitely is on the map, you know, for producing some of the greatest talent on earth right now. And that's the way, you know, even Jerry Heller himself, a lot of people don't know that. I was born and raised on the street where Jerry Heller was raised on. Jerry Heller, the one that, you know, you know, brought Eazy-E and turned him how to turn his money and make a business out of what he was doing at the time. And Jerry Heller stayed on Remington Avenue as a youngster.
Wow.
So, you know, so
he's 99.
You know, he's 99. He's 1999, man. Real crazy, man. Real crazy. Cleveland got his history, man. Got his roots, man. Very special place. Very special.
What I loved about the group is not only did you talk about, of course, violent subject matter, because, you know, where you come from, the streets, there's no other thing, but you also spoke about, you know, social political issues, and all those things. Did you, I mean, of course it was part of life. Did you understand, like, you were actually bringing a message across to the people about this kind of, like first of the month was crazy? I remember when I first heard it, I was like, are they talking about what I think they're talking about? You know, because everybody knew, especially from the hood, what the first of the month was all about, you know. So, I mean, these issues were brought to the forefront, and I really think that's really what made you cross over even more. It wasn't just guns and violence. It was also these social issues. You know, so
it wasn't just guns.
It wasn't just violence, drugs, and look at me on the street.
It's never that, and that's the catch. And that's the catch in it all, because you know a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Especially the community of the preachers. You know what I'm saying? The preachers came down. You know what I'm saying? The men that give the messages in the pulpit. Some of them, not all of them, came down so hard on us. You feel what I'm saying? And tried to paint us as this demonic energy, demonic source. All four, you know, Bone Thugs and Harmony smashed through the smoke and mirrors, period, to paint a reality of this is life. This is life. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if God gives me grants me the ability to come out of the rut, to come out of the gutter, then it's my obligation to talk about what goes on there, period.
Right.
I don't make it out of hell without talking about what goes on in hell. Period.
That's right.
So a lot of the preachers, you know, and then for the simple fact that, and let me mention this one thing. You know, you can go on to Kmart, you can go on to Toys R Us, and you can buy a Parker Brothers game board called the Ouija board. It seems honest and innocent at first, but this is a piece of game board that they sell in the kid's store, for crying out loud. And at the time that we was, and at the time we had little, you know, playing around with it, we was kids. That's it. We was kids. Everybody took it the wrong way, man. Everybody took it the wrong way. You feel me? Especially the preachers, man, because, you know, the preachers dogged us. But that's neither here nor there. You feel what I'm saying? But we had to get out there and talk about what goes on streetwise. You feel what I'm saying? Not only that, there's an economic, political aspect that goes in there, too. Now, let me keep going further and further. It ain't nothing demonic and devilish about Bone Thugs and Harmony, because we're all God-fearing men. I bow down and I bump my head on this. I prostrate my face on this floor enough for any amount of men or whatever. I pray enough for myself. So I don't care about what I'm going through. Somebody can call me just because of a song that came out when I was a kid. You feel what I'm saying? Now we got to talk about the spirituality. You got to start bringing in songs like Crossroads, Days of Our Lives. You feel what I'm saying? World So Cruel. You feel what I'm saying? The spirituality is something. There's something about this group that, you know what I'm saying, they keep catching on to these concepts that's so humanitarian and universal in its essence, you know. That's the root of the crossover, and the reason why we can go to the crossover and go back to the underground and plant more seeds that's going to sprout up. You feel what I'm saying? And sprout up and be and have a positive impact on people's lives. There has been people that has been more positively influenced by Bone Thugs and Harmony than those negative.
Right. Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Has been, because, you know, I bear witness to that, because I have very great friends that were fans as teenagers. They ain't even entered junior high school yet, and it was like, okay, they getting pumped with this inspiration. It's like, and now I have friends that are attorneys. I have friends that are doctors. I have friends that are public figures in the Congress and all of this, you know what I'm saying? Because where I have friends that are in high places in the military,
You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? And I know for a fact, can't nobody ever tell me that we ain't come here and did some good with the lives God gave us, because I saw it materialize. My career is 20 years old. You feel me? And I've seen students go from students going through school, going through the pains of school, and I'm hitting them up. I'm like, okay, how you doing? How's the midterm doing? How's the finals and all that doing? All the way through they college years and all that until they got those BMs and those degrees up on their wall. Doctors, attorneys today, judges today. You feel me? So can't nobody say that Bone Thugs and Harmony was a waste and this, that, and the other. They can't do it.
Never that.
You feel me?
Never
because
that.
There's more professionals. There's more professionals than there are those that are incarcerated.
That's right. That's
true.
Man, that's just being honest.
What you got? What new music you got? Because I know what you got coming
mm-hmm.
out that the people could check out now. Because I know that it can't. If anything, it was dope then. But I know as you get older, it gets even better.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know what I
mean? It gets even better. It gets even better. You know, as of late, you know, I've been working a lot, you know what I'm saying, with Busy and Lay and Cray, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got some stuff lined up on the horizon for more bone material. At the same time, you know, my latest release was The Blaze of Glory. That's just available iTunes and in stores. If the fans out there, if y'all ain't checked out, the latest
out
from
Flesh.
Oh, excuse me.
On the 13th of September, right? I noticed like the.
Yeah, it came out on the.
Oh, wow.
It came out on the 13th of September, and definitely it's one of those projects. I still haven't pushed it the way I really wanted to yet, and I haven't been on tour for this project yet, but it's coming pretty soon. And it's a great track listing on there. Right now, I've been working with a new group, formulating a new group called the Duct Tape Gang. You know what I'm saying? It's called the Duct Tape Gang, and these guys is like on some NWA-ish type situation. They more so geared towards, you know what I'm saying, the female, you know what I'm saying, looking at the females and like the scantless side of the ladies and everything, and they kind of like bring out, you know, the concepts more of talking about women. You feel what I'm saying? Than anything. And it's real creative.
Crazy.
It's real. It's done real to a lot of people. I wouldn't say who would get offended by it or not. You know what I'm saying? For example, it's a song on there called Tramp. You feel me? It's a song on there called Tramp, and it's like, you know, and it's depicting some qualities that, you know, Tramp can be either man or woman, though.
Right.
You feel me? For example, I just wanted to throw that out there, and this is called the Duct Tape Gang. It's going to be a straight-to-iTunes release, and that's getting ready to drop within a couple of weeks. It's Flesh and Bone Global Presents. It's the first group, you know, that I'm dealing with on the, you know, as far as, you know, my own personal, you know, releases and everything. This is Flesh and Bone Global's, the record company's first kind of like major release, you can kind of like say.
All right.
Other than
the
Blaze of Glory album.
You know what? But before we let you go, we ask all our guests the same question. The question is three of them. Who's your favorite?
Okay.
Your top three MCs of all time, your top three groups
right.
of all time, and your top three hip-hop producers of all time.
Okay, you say the top three MCs, the top three groups, and the top three
producers.
And the top three producers. Okay, well, you know, okay, my top three favorite MCs of all time. Wow, man, what a question, man. Damn, man, I don't think you can see that. See, I'm gonna try to. Let me see if I can narrow these favorites down real quick and make it real simple.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna try to pick one, and I'm gonna bounce around a little bit. I'm gonna leave the Midwest alone. That don't count. So I'm gonna pick one out of the East Coast, one out of the West Coast, and one out of the South.
Fine.
You know what I'm saying? My favorite MC of all time out of the South is hands down Scarface.
Yeah.
Top the Scarface. Out of the South, he's the king. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how many great MCs come up after him calling themselves king, but he's the hottest MC that ever graced and laced the boots of the South. Now, when we talk about the East Coast, KRS-One of Boogie Down Production. This man is a straight scholar. This man has impeccable and flawless lyricism about itself.
Yeah.
And this is Mr. Chris KRS-One from the East Coast. You feel me? And that don't take away, you know, that's as an MC. Now we have, you know, on the West Coast, I got to let it be known that the Mr. DOC, the Doc, was signed by Eazy-E back. That's my favorite West Coast MC, single MC of all times. Not to knock Cube, not to knock Ren, not, you know what I'm saying, none of that. But the DOC was on some shit special when Eazy-E got his hands on him. And so now, as far as groups concerned, number one is Run DMC.
Yeah,
you feel me, for their influence and how they you know to the heights that they took hip hop. I got to put this out there: the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
The Beastie Boys, yes, the Beastie Boys, the first white boy rap group that kicked that dope shit. You feel what I'm saying? the Beastie Boys, man, hands down, man, it's like the way they came in the mid-80s when they came what they came with, man, I was stuck on that.
Yeah,
I was stuck on it, flat out. You know what I'm saying? What shit you can tell me about it, you know, is one of the groups that helped influence me, the Beastie Boys. And, you know, it's where Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly, you know, Vanilla Ice, all of them need to tip their hats off. They don't tip their hats off enough to the Godfathers, you know, the white boys that first get it, man. It was the white boy band group called the Beastie Boys, and they was dope as fuck. Okay?
That's right. And
you got, and last but not least, N.W.A.
Right.
You know, as far as you know, that did that gangster rap the way they did it. And you know, and I still got other favorites out there. You know, I have to say LL Cool J being one of them. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Uncle L, just the way he did it, and the way he talked about the ladies and how he was so in love with the ladies, creating music for the ladies, all the dudes, you know what I'm saying? He can corner the market because of dudes love LL, because LL was teaching them how to be smooth. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all the other shit. For real. Taught
me.
You know what I'm saying?
You taught me.
You know what I'm saying? For real. And the top three producers. Wow, man, that's going to be hard right there, man. Top three producers. Yeah. Woo, shit. Top three producers. Wow, man, I don't even know where to fucking begin with the top three producers. You know what I'm saying? Okay, let me just make it easy on myself. I got Dr. Dre.
Right.
Definitely Dr. Dre.
Right.
And, okay, damn. Damn, that's a good one. You know what I'm saying? You know, and let me go ahead and, you know, I could go so much old school with it. Kanye West. Production-wise, a lot of people don't know that Kanye was behind the scenes doing a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, for a lot of people, and a lot of people didn't even know at that time who young Kanye West was.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? He was an outstanding producer, the producer behind the sounds of a lot of people. A lot of people, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? From you know, so coming out of the West Coast, not only Common, you know, the Rough Riders, DMX, you feel me? The list goes on and on and on. You know, Kanye West got a serious resume.
Mm-hmm.
And he does, man. He does. His resume is stupid, and a lot of people don't know. And this is why he's so cocky today and arrogant. He was like, man, fuck y'all motherfuckers didn't know I was the one making all these fucking beats all this time, dude, all these number one hit records and shit. That was Kanye. And, you know, so, and last but not least, wow, man, it's producer. I'm trying to get out of the hip-hop genre, but I can't. You know, as far as producers concerned, and I don't know, man. I'm gonna leave that one up in the air. I can't really come up off the top right now.
Right.
I can't really come off the top unless we go to the homie. Nah. I can't think of a third one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't think of a third one right now. I don't know why, but yeah,
right.
You know, and they out there though. They out there.
You did well. You know, you did well though. You did well. But yo, Bless and Bone, man. I want to thank you for calling in, man. It was definitely an honor. Word up. On behalf of Six Man Radio, for real, man. The home of adult contemporary hip hop. You got a home here at all times, man.
Listen, Hey, I got to get back on there real soon. Like I say, I would love to be able to introduce y'all to this new group I got, man. It's called, they call it the Duct Tape Gang. These boys is very, very creative, very, very talented. And they something else, man. It's called the Duct Tape Gang. The mixtape record will be out in 2 weeks. So you know what I'm saying. I want all the fans to be looking out for that. Look for Flesh and Bone Presents the Duct Tape Gang. Duct Tape Everything. That's the name of the mixtape. It's coming out on iTunes, and it's pushing it and setting it up for the Duct Tape Gang, the album, in 5 months. We want to come with a full-fledged LP. You know what I'm saying? That's going to go hit nationwide through all the chains and everything. But this one is going straight to iTunes to set the stage.
Oh, and it's yeah, very man, yo, whenever you're ready, just hit Tanya up. Hit Tanya up, she'll hit
okay.
me, and then it's a done deal. Done deal.
Perfect. Perfect.
Right.
Beautiful. Look forward to it. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. Y'all boys keep doing y'all thing. Y'all, Tiny, y'all get it in. Y'all keep doing it, man. What y'all doing is great. Keep it up, man. Keep the folks out there with something, you know what I'm saying, appealing, you know what I'm saying, to attract to listen to, man. Y'all doing the dang on thing, man. I tip my hat off to y'all.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Certainly.
Six Man Radio,
okay.
The home of adult contemporary hip hop. And R&B. We'll be right back, y'all.
You already know! Yeah, yo, I tell you this much, hip-hop is not dead.
Uh-huh.
Change gonna come, just like Barack said.
Yeah.
Money, power, respect, like the lock said.
Yeah.
You'll be the man of the house, my pop said.
Yeah.
Now can you picture me rolling like Pac said?
Yeah.
Do it for the inmates and all of the hotheads.
Woo.
Heat the streets up right quick, it's all timing. Gucci everything, Sierra Leone diamonds. Tell you this, this ain't even a rap, it's a controlled substance. Yeah, hold on.
You can curse. Yeah.
Yo, head on head collision. I'm a problem and nobody can solve them. I'm long division. On the road to success, but it's more of a mission. They
Woo.
Said I would be dead or I was going to prison.
Yeah.
You, one of them is certain, but the other one isn't.
I
made rare decisions. Rock diamonds that impaired your vision. Even supplied y'all years for lism. Like I'm just starting, but I got years of wisdom.
Right,
I got nigga. Took years to get him. Whenever you see him, notice the same peers is with him. He destroys tracks the minute he hits. Here's the rhythm, only a hell of a flow, but it's ears forbidden. If you think this is a ringtone, yeah, you kidding. 50,000 records sold, right, yeah, you kidding. It was his time to go, he ain't care who did him. Didn't appreciate life and got aired for living. PCP by the leader, good Chiba. Sergio Tech sweatsuit, good Adidas. Jews is invisible that we was supposed to get from them. Used to send them to the store, now we blowing piff with them. Nowadays it's different, and I was fortunate cause I did a lot of listening. The new era is missing it. Everybody 357 and 4/5 in it.
Yeah.
Drug program, 2-4, 3-6 in it. Feds send niggas way out by Lake Michigan.
Woo.
Put the coke in the tires, only if they Michelin. Never talk on the phone, only deal with official men. You don't even know, homie, that put you in the shit you in. Got a busy schedule, and I don't think I could fit you in. What's good for me ain't good for them. No matter what set you claim or what hood you in, I hit you when I find a wood box for them to put you in.
Woo.
Yeah, and you don't.
Pressure than the next bitch. No need for you to ever sweat the next bitch. With speed, I make the best bitch see the exit. Indeed, you gotta know you're thoroughly respected. By me, you get the keys to the Lexus. But no driving, got your own 96 something. The ride and keep your ass tighter than Versace. That's why you gotta watch your friends, you got to watch me. They connive, this shit's first chance to crack the bank. They'll try me, only get us 50 cent franks. And we'll buy you from the village to the belly. I'm the killer on your belly, no question. Have more black chicks between my sheets than Nexus. They say sex is the weapon. So when I shoot, meet your death in less than 8 seconds. Still pounding in my afterlife, laughing. My shit is tight. Who you asking, right?
I know you're like the one I got.
No one can fuck you better.
Keeps me too long, but he gives me a lot.
Keeps you in diamonds and leather.
Friends, they tell me I should leave you alone.
Tell the freaks to find a man that they own.
Fresh to death in Moschino. Coach bag looking half black and Filipino. Thinking no jazz got you a beat with a feeling boy. Surrounded your feet and Jonah Davis and Charles Jordan. I keep it up with love. You know these hoes be making me weak. Y'all know how it goes be. And so I creep. I've been sinning since you've been playing with Barbie and Kenny. You can't change a player's game in the ninth inning. The chrome rim spinning keeps them grinning. So I run, way to fuck up in them and wrinkle their face like linen. I play hard until they say God. He's keeping it real. Jigga, stay hard. Lord, don't even trip.
I never slip, nigga, get a grip. What you don't see is what you get. Weapons concealed, what the fuck y'all feel? When your niggas play sick, we can know.
Impressed like that, bomb head, ain't nice, is the sex like that? Yeah, you ain't know, I was
dress like that. Overdue, not as one, he don't handle like that. Should've known not to fuck with no lightweight cat. Holding dubs in the stacks, I ain't fucking with that. I'm like, dude, where the fuck is your big head at? And you know how I get down, I don't pump like that. Plus he act funny, and he only fuck with track money. And I'm 7-0 platinum flat money. It's not a game, nigga, and like fuck, be careful what you say, nigga. The kind of cat that makes wonder if he was sent to duty, put it down for you. First chick he ever cried for, never had a chick that reps like this. Ain't pressed for no seed, cause we strict like this. And he makes it very clear, baby mothers don't exist. They just some Fox haters and condom breakers.
You heard? You fucking, you right. And the dope that's slinging in the hood, and that time to write. You said he fucking, cause he just ain't right. You say he fucking,
up when it comes, I'm at the beginning of any movie wanna see me, you can give it up. Like a short person handing me something. My hands are disgusting and built for the tussling. You have a few bumps like a hustling, but it's sweet with the cake like a muffin. Yeah, I can make something nothing. I sell Robocop Robo-tussing. I'm fun to discussion, I'll switch it if I want to. Hit him with a combo, show him about the 1-2. I might as well you cut like an undo. I'm the editor, predator, putting regulations on the regular, etc., etc. My pleasure, I mean how I tear ya. Inferiors, I'm sicker than malaria. I give you what you need like a carrier. Never mind your spot. Chewing hands off every rhyme I drop. I know that I'm the man, so hold it while you can. Here I goes me again. I'm never playing the game. I have everybody saying the name. Yeah, I know that I'm the man, so hold it while you can. Here I goes me again. Look, your ball game was sustaining and mundane. Now a child came with rough flames with up change. The fuck came with a talk off with your fuck brains. They're untaming me, leaving me unchained. One change, I pack light for the fun games. With sun rays, I point heat like sun rays. Them fun days, yeah, they got the fuck on. Now I go everywhere with a buck on. Wear it like a stuck on, prevail like a Viet. Now I'm with your duck on, tell the bitch looky. Hair get you suck on, I might not come home unless I got some luck on. What's wrong? I might be a little high, a little coffee, and a little pie. Point that'll top me like a little eye. I guess I'm hitting high for you little guys. Never mind your spot. Chewing hands off every rhyme I drop.
Piece of shit.
I know that I'm the man, so hold it while you can. Here I goes me again.
Piece of shit.
I never playing the game. I have everybody saying the name.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, I know that I'm the man, so hold it while you can. Here I goes me again.
Yo, I need some ice cream for me. For the nighttime. 49 with 9, 49 with 9. When the sun go down, we still shine the vibe, still shine the vibe. 49 with 9, and the 9 with 9, and the 3-6. When the nighttime comes, that's how we do that shit. That's how we do that shit. Hey yo, it's the new flavor, the next step. Fonte, Vascap, secrets is the AIDS cure. I stay raw, whether they bootleg it or paid for. Old school like Prince Deja, when he was hosting Rap City with finger waves on. I put my name on the map, through dismantling. Embarrassing, arrogant cats in battling, because their raps ain't astonishing. Got niggas in the club, spitting out their Heinekens. Like goddamn it, when that nigga take him rhyme again. He nice with the homonym, ill flow. I guess I got it from my mom and them. Real dope, who doesn't find him? This one is for the MCs in Carolina. 3 in the morning, insomnia rhymes to say, yo, let's put the drama behind us, just let the beats rock. Start a cypher while the whack niggas eavesdrop. Knife mouth, click it on the beatbox. Night always hit me in my sweet spot. Go to the crib, drink some peach schnapps, and doze off the pee drop. 49 with 9, 49 with 9. When the sun go down, we still shining bright, we still shining bright. 49 with 9, and the 9 with 9, and the 3-6. When the nighttime comes, that's how we do that shit. That's how we do that shit.
Messing me up my whole head, teasing me just like Tita did Martin. Now look at what you're starting. Schoolboy crushing it, ain't on the hush. The whole world see it, but you can't. My peoples, they complain, sit and rave and rant.
Come on.
Your name is out my mouth like an ancient chant. Got me like a dog as I pause and pant.
Speaking of which, got a leash and a wish just to rock you, miss. Make a militant move, peep my strategy.
What?
End of the day, you're not mad at me. Not dealing with nobody, now that's what you told me.
What?
I said, hey, yo, it's cool, we can just be friendly. Cause yo, picture me messing it up. Her mind not corrupt with the LC cups.
Huh?
Shit. I'm on my J.O.
Come on.
Bullshit and hoping that the day goes slow.
Wow.
Got me like a friend, what confuses me though? It's kisses when we breathe, tell me what's the deal, yo. Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, moved in, you confused things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way. Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, moved in, you confused things.
Come on.
Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, here we go.
Let's
go with the flow.
Check out the trio. Pete Rock and Law's Pro. G-Rap, yo. This I dedicate to the girl I rate. As a 10, then again, she was probably an 8. Her ass was kind of fat, so she moved me, yo. When I poked out, her mental was straight, said, let's roll. Started keying this shorty every night and every day. On the rebound, around, left, right, and hey. I'm a critical brother when it comes down to bras. But this wop here is like a Grammy Award. Had style and grace and class, a lot of taste. On the slow dance, we romance around my place. Like a king from Queens is how she made me feel. And if I did dirt, it was locked and sealed. No doubt it was all about me and my love thing. If the phone called, I was letting it ring. Absolutely, she looped me, the hook was good. Niggas bugging on me, bugging in my neighborhood. Yeah, boss, but on course is my game plan. Shorty Wop keep me chilling with the name brand. Kicks and whips, going all out, chips, flicks, and tours. Yeah, you know who you is, kid, truly yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To the mixtapes I hate. Exclusive shit, it really holds no weight. Put your skills on the plate, backspin the 88. Now this I dedicate to a girl I hate. Try to post fly with your Maybelline eyes, sporting DKNY, working on your alibi. Imitation at best. Miss American Express, dismiss the charge. Cool G Rap and Large Pro. Here to let you know we're not the men. I'm through with you, but still talk to your friends. Don't stop to say hi or even reapply. The position is filled with fresh new material. Keep your head up, catch some black cat luck. Sped off in my truck, not giving a fuck. Looking at my front door, but it's locked and closed. So I use the window for you, 98 hoes. Truly yours.
Any good at put that trash back on the rack. You a put back, you stripping, just licking chicken, pecking wherever wood at. You super rat, better be careful where you step your foot at. You might be snap caught in the trash, taken by the cheese stack, so seize that and knees back. You sleep stack is G rap, mini cats, wanna be that, better believe that. Ice sucks by me where it's below 0 degrees at. Seize that, see the G stack, puffing on Starface and Garth of Vegas. G rap and P rock, we pawn papers. Both of us together, we bomb makers. Bottles of dawn breakers, mini mansions of farm makers. Pushing forces with four doors, diamonds with no floors. With the pretty mamas on beaches of Bahamas shores. Pinky ring is like a stone age without the dinosaurs. Coming from me, G rap, yo, truly yours.
Yeah, kid, black is that girl, yo. I ain't changed not one bit. Know what I'm saying? Still the same. Nothing changed. For real, though. Yo, I don't even know why she try to act all funny. Now she heard we getting loud money. Now y'all know how we live.
Cosmic Kev, come up show. Cassie in the building. 2011-ish.
Yeah.
Fresh here. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Larceny fam in the building.
Yeah.
What up, AR? What up, Jag?
Assault rifle.
Let's go.
Jag.
Come on.
Yeah. Y'all know I go by the name of Bars. Because that's all I got is bars. Now I'm talking about,
yep.
Yeah, let's get it. They say your word is anything. A thinking whose eyes? God's confused lies with the truth with true lies. My two eyes see plenty of dudes die, but I survive. You guys can't walk in my shoes, I'm not your shoe size. I flipped a few bricks, couple birds blew by. Coke white like it got blonde hair and blue eyes. Five eyes moving them in the hood, I'm a hoodlum. I jury shot, my jury box remind me of Jerusalem. Cats let they gap blast fast like a Muslim. I call my nine Ramadan when I'm introducing them. I smoke pot like Snoop in them. Pockets fat like Bruce Bruce in them. Fat man scooping them. All my shooters, I keep losing them. They either in the box or cell block. Prosecution accusing them. Cats is ratting. Prosecution confusing them. Of course, they get rectified. They go to court and testify. Lift their right hand on the stand. Snitch on their right hand, man. And blame it on the white man. Damn, they took $100,000 out this white man hand. They gave them 3Ks like that white man clan. My band is rocking out like a white man band. I'm a joke.
Hold up. Keep it going, keep it going. Don't come up so cosmic.
Yeah.
Cass. You got it, baby, you got it. Don't worry about that. Keep going.
Yeah.
Let's go, Cass. Let's go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My watch is rocking out like a white man band. That's a joke. I hope I don't offend my white man fans. The smoke is in the air like a hype man hands. The mic is a deadly weapon in the right man hands. I'm not a hater, but I'm not a tight pants fan. Tight pants I can't stand. I dress like a damn man. If you dress like the opposite sex, you a damn trend. Aluminum back, crack. Grand slam. I might be in the bent, might be in the damn van. The turtle getting top cause I'm freaky like Can Man. The truth he told the whole industry is a damn scam. Ran by pricks with big heads like an NBA Jam Man. I'm the Sandman, I'ma lack you a grand man. Fall back or get smacked with the back of my damn hand. Man, I ain't mumble neither, you don't want rumble neither. Float like a butterfly, I'll be the bumblebee ya. I'm a winter warmer and I'm a summer freezer. Shining black and white diamonds, jungle fever. I'm a jungle lion, you a jungle zebra. You just run around the jungle, I'm the jungle leader. You just eat grass, cats eat us and fever. So I don't need to hear nothing, I'm off the us and meter. I ain't bluffing either, I'm on fire, got a fucking fever. I'm the hustler, you a fucking diva. If life a bitch, then leave her. It's like if you don't like living, then break up with it then. But what you break up, you can't make up with it. And start acting right, come back to life and live again.
Oh
I live life
God.
Like it's sweet to the bitter end. Until I'm a heavenly citizen, I'ma get it in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come up, so cosmic. You got one more? What's up? Wait, what's good? One more. Give me one more. Let's go, let's go. Come on, come on. Yep.
Yeah. My name Cassidy. Say hello to your majesty. When it's time to spit, the marijuana lit. I gotta have it. I got a habit and I ain't trying to quit. My flow so tough, I crush niggas' confidence. My flow hot like a pot of your grandmama grit. I get it popping like pork bacon. If you need food for thought, the spoon and the fork waiting. Of course I praise the Lord. I don't support Satan. I support showing love. I don't support hating. I'm wiser, more humble, and more patient. I'm making more cake. I'm here for the duration. You hear the music, the ball making, the ball faking. I ain't buying that bullshit, and the ball lying. I don't care about the gear that the ball buying. I could care less about the jets that the ball flying. I'm not concerned with the cars he cop. I want to know how many bars he got and if this ball's hard or not. I'm sorry, I try and make the party pop. Round the time, drummer, bass, and Henny and Picardi drop.
Come on, show cops.
You only gonna be hot for.
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love.
That's your
boy,
love.
Bad. Yeah, that's your love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, man?
What up? What up? Another great, great show. That was a really great interview.
Yeah, it was. It was.
A historic interview. That's got to go down right now as one of my favorites. I'm sorry because you know the whole thing with Eazy-E, like whoa, you know, that's crazy. You know,
it was definitely off the hook. You know, shout to him, shout to Miss Queen T. Thanks for the hookup, sis. That was dope. You know, flesh and bone. Come on, man. Don't get no bigger than that. You know
right.
what I mean?
You know,
that's big.
So, Shout out to all y'all too that's listening, you know. Yeah. Oh, and shout out to Ebony Empress. She's out in the UK listening, so salute to Ebony Empress in the UK.
Yeah. Woo. Shout to her. Shout to her. And next week we got MC Shan on the show.
Gonna have to tune in for that. Another interesting interview.
Yeah.
Man. Zazzy's gonna drop science. I know it, cause he got some shit. Oh my goodness, he's gonna drop it. I know it.
Yeah, word up. You do not want to miss that one. Mm-hmm. You know. And thank you, Nate. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much. You know, you going in on the music tonight. I got you. Hey.
Word up. I was trying to cool off for a minute, you know, and talk, but I got in the zone and was like, damn.
You went in. Oh, you know what I wanted to mention to you? Especially you, Seed. You know, you heard about all that mess with Nas?
Yeah, yo. Wait a minute. Hold up. Yeah, man. Yo. Do you believe it? Do you think it's real?
I don't think so.
For all y'all that don't know, or that might not know, there's a rumor going on that Nas actually had ghostwriting.
Right.
For which song? It was for the Queens Get the Money joint off the Untitled album.
Right.
They said Jay Electronica wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
And they say he wrote something else and somebody else wrote something. Dream Hampton.
Stickman wrote another joint.
The writer, Dream Hampton, she's the one that that's saying that this is an alleged truth.
It goes even deeper, though. She's one of the people that's saying it, like, cause she tweeted something about it, you know. But then there's some other guy that I never heard of, or girl, or somebody that I guess is connected to Jay, and they're claiming Jay called them and said that he was ghostwriting for Nas.
Wow.
I said, what? What?
Wow. But you know what, Nate? You know what? I got somebody on the line right now that I want to chime in real quick to talk about this whole Nas with the ghostwriter thing. It's actually it's my artist XL the Kid. All
right, let's hear from XL.
You know, broadcasted live from Boston.
Peace.
What's going on, XL?
What's good, bro?
What's going on? Peace. How y'all?
Pretty good,
man.
Pretty
Yo,
good.
You got that show tonight, huh?
Yeah. I'm about to go on stage talking like an hour or so. I'm just cooling out right now, though.
Okay.
Yeah, where's it at?
Martha's Vineyard.
Nice.
Summer thing is today, tomorrow. Papadonna's supposed to be out here.
Okay.
All right. That's what it is. Nice. That's definitely what it is. Yeah, man. So we was just chopping it up real quick about the whole Nas with the ghostwriter, Dream Hampton saying Nas had the ghostwriter, and Jay Electronica wrote for him. What you think about that, bro? Do you think that's real?
I don't think that's real. Like, first of all, Nas is probably arguably the greatest rapper ever, period. So I don't think it's real. I think that they might have helped him, like gave him a couple ideas, swung him something like, yo, son, I got a crazy line for you, or I got a crazy hook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because making music, we all know how music. Like, I'm your artist. If you call me and say, yo, XL, I got a crazy hook, then I take your hook and it turns into a hit record. Did you write the song? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, Nas made Illmatic when he was 19 years old. His pen should never be questioned. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Like, he made Illmatic. It was written, and then you look at his new album. Nobody Ghost wrote that.
Right.
Two albums.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
And do you think it might be like some type of form of, you know, because he's at the top right now. This album is crazy, and here's Dream Hampton, and this fellow, I don't know who he is. FWMJ. That's all I say. He's saying Jay have called him himself and said it. They're back and forth on Twitter. Like, I shed a tear. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, is this real or is this something to bring him down? Some hate from somewhere.
I think.
You know how
the
industry is, see?
Yeah,
you know how the industry is.
Yeah. I think it's hate because at the end of the day, Jay Electronica himself even was like, listen, that man's pen is the greatest. His pen can't be questioned. You know what I'm saying? Stickman. They said Stickman wrote some of them from Dead Prez wrote some of the lyrics.
Dead Prez.
And Stickman was like, you don't need, and even if, it's just like Snoop Dogg right now. Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion, whatever you want to call him.
Mm-hmm.
He has people write songs for him, but he don't need it. Snoop can still rap your face off, like, if you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it might have been like, I think what I think happened is, I think I got presented with certain ideas from certain people and took them and ran with them and made it into what it is. Because if that whole album is in that lane anyway of Stickman, Jay Electronica, so he probably took ideas like, okay,
from
it's being in a studio session. Like if you've never been in a studio session with more than one artist, you don't really know how it goes down. I'm sure Bad C could tell you. There's been plenty of studio sessions. Somebody might walk up to him and be like, yo, son, that was hot, but if you said that, that would be crazy. What you said was hot right there, but if you said this like that, like, I've done it. Ed OG's done it for me millions of times. Does that mean he ghost wrote my rhyme? Nah. He just said, switch that, put that right there, boom, 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 and it comes. You got a hot rhyme, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like the best music anyway, like, you can make good music alone, but the best music comes from small groups of people in the studio.
Of collaborating, it sure does. And that's probably what this is, you know. But the people themselves have been said that was ghostwriting. They even came out, like you said, and said, nah, that's not the case. So I don't believe it. Nas is still, to me, one of my top MCs of all time. I don't care. Plus the source. His father is a jazz great. His father is the illest, so they can't tell me nothing.
Wow. Has Nas responded to this yet? Like, has anybody heard of anything?
Not yet.
Not
yet. Wow. I don't think he should respond. Like, are you kidding me? You know who I am? Get out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, XL, I know you about to go do your thing. We're going to try to get you back on here. We're going to do the full-fledged interview, the whole shebang-bang introduction of you to everybody. You know, everybody, that's the six-man artist. He drops real soon. He did our intro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Matter of fact, before we get up out of here, I'm going to throw that shut the fuck up joint on, that shit we just did. I'm going to throw that shit on.
Okay.
All right. Now,
you already know.
Yeah, man. Salute to you, man. Yo, tear that shit down, man. You already know.
Yeah, have a great day.
I'm going to rap for 6 minutes. So all I can.
All right. Yeah, man. All right, bro. Yeah, man. Yes, sir. All
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, man. I want to thank y'all for listening. You know, thank y'all for listening and all that. We had another great show, Nate. Thank you. Come on, man. You already know. Next week, we got MC Shan. MC Shan in the building. And then, y'all don't want to miss this because he was wilding. So, y'all got
If you ever look on the internet, you will see him wilding.
Yeah.
Got something going on with his cousin.
Yeah. Shout out to
him. I can't wait to talk to him.
Love, yo. That's that nigga, y'all. That's that nigga. And real talk, I gained a lot more, you know, respect for him after chopping it up with him. So, you know, shout to him. On that note, we're going to get up out of here, and we'll see y'all next week. We're going to get up out of here with that joint I was just talking about. It's called Shut the Fuck Up. Okay.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
I'm trying to tell him.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I want my brain cells back.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. Six man in the building. I go by the name Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage.
Yeah.
You already know.
N-A-B-B-B.
Big Green in place.
Go. One, two, three, four, five, six, man. Yeah, we back, y'all. I brought my nigga XL, the kid, with me. Tired of these niggas, man. Let's
love,
get them.
Love. I caught the smoke from Boogie Town. Now a nigga Brooklyn band. Ma, good looking now. Could've had him took me out. But instead she mushed me out. If he's trapped, he's shooting down. Back him down, back him out. Send him back to Happy Town. He blacking out, blow. Hit him black, packy out. Bad. Niggas ain't even know what stack of foul. Stop it now, mind you be out when you clocking in. Or you be clocking out. Ow. Y'all ain't about the shit you pop about. Put your foul and dock now. Pulling by the ear like mama, looking like they pockets out. Silly rabbit, Easter bunny ass nigga. Hot and colored egg looking ass. Yeah, I'm here, Brooklyn back. Two of them like I'm Noah. Choke them out like a boa. Kush blunt. Then I chase the devil cognac and soda. Mad rapper warning. Niggas attack promoters. Stay in your lane, simple and plain. Your shit is whack. Get over. I'll call the foul up. I pulled your foul up. You and me, we won't agree. You see a smile, but
what?
Truthfully speaking, when you spit, it's like the speaker speaking. Wow, but basically, I'm high speed. You dial up. Nigga, you Wi-Fi. Tell the truth, why lie? I'm non-fiction, you fiction, nigga, you sci-fi. And what you scared for? God said the weak will be cared for. Therefore, I'm at the airport. I'm on first class. You on that mega bus. $20 from here to there. But you ballin', yeah. Nigga, I'm everywhere. You not only never there. You watch basketball wives and collect teddy bears. Man, you a Fruit Loop, Milky, Toucan. Nigga, I don't wear tight jeans. I guess you can. And I ain't judging you, bruh. You're only human. But stop acting tough before your Jordans get scuffed. And you laid up in the hospital, really fucked up. Cause you won't sit your ass down.
Damn,
you won't
shut the fuck up.
God. Nigga, shut up.
Damn it.
Yo, XL, man. I'm sick of these niggas just like you sick of these niggas, man. You got niggas running around wearing leggings and shit, throwing up gang signs. You got niggas running around all sensitive in their music and shit, acting like bitches. We don't do that over here, Six Man, though, do we, though?
Yeah.
Man, fuck that, man. Go get him.
Big Green in place.
Barbarian balls are more scary than gorillas with some terrier jaws. More flurry, more punches keep coming across. They more worried, I don't see it. Give them a loss, clear or blurry. Prepared, don't hurry, and I'm ready as I ever be. I see Miami Heat, big budget, but you never win. Half block street, in the speakers for medicine to clear out all the whackness. We congested with fresh as a peppermint. Swore it was 90 feet away, a nigga representing, speaking with a message. I'm something like Moses in the Testament. Leading my city, the promised land where we destined, kid. We make it effortless, how we blessing it to go right in the flesh.
Okay.
Niggas shouldn't check for
not
it.
Not at all.
XL, the motherfucking next bit. Rock City's best with it. Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
It's time to
pimping on silk. Magnificent quilt, gator face limp. My scenery decorated with priceless paint. Blind rightness, blacking out nights is blank. This is banned by the hold of the clobber. Shut the fuck up before I heat up the crust of your peach cobbler. You're 90% agua. The phantom of the opera is the man of aqua. Southeast like a Miami Dolphin. Coughing on Kush, the crooks get it popping. From Tiffany's 80 block, what you got lost in? On ice.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the six man bringing the sound with all the dope contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with Nadine Bassett and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Okay. Auto tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom bap. Neck snapping in the lines is mean. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of Chinch. We here to put this whole thing in the clip and lock it down. Why you listen? Cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.